Up is seconds. To be honest, I don't even know what it's gonna be. It might be Rachel, it might be Jones's Garage. Probably is Jones's Garage. And the following one will be like a Lou repeat show. Stick around.
Steel City Music.
This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative. Indy 101.5 FM.
You're listening to Steel City Music, and I am your host, Jamie Gunnersmith. Thanks for tuning in to the show. This is a segment called Falling Down the Rabbit Hole, and it's just music that I've been listening to or stumbling across on Bandcamp, Spotify, and other stuff, right? So it's all about clicking and losing time, but enjoying the time that's lost, because it's music, right? There you go. If you got to get a hold of me, hit up steelcitymusic.ca. There's a contact form there. If you any sort of events or promotions that you're doing that you think people should know about, give me a holla. Or interviews if you want to do an interview, all the other fun things, right? So, but if you're recording music and you're just singing into a phone and you send it to me, like, can you play this on air? No, I'm not playing it on air. I'm just being honest with you. You know, record it properly, put your best foot forward, and we'll help you promote it. But don't sing in a phone, you know. Anyway, I should do a whole podcast on things you can do to record for free. And I think I will too. But not right now. We're gonna stick with this segment called Falling Down the Rabbit Hole of Music. And of course, this is a pop rock oriented indie kind of vibe. So there you go. That's what I've been listening to. So give us a follow on SEMgram. We're on there. And also Twitter, steelcitymusic.ca. Not on Mastodon yet, but soon. As soon as I can figure out Mastodon, I'll do it. Also, Facebook as well. Still, while Zuckerberg allows us to be on it. Facebook group, Steel City Music. About 840 people joined, which is pretty cool. Posting stuff. And SEM Facebook page, events, all bunch of stuff shared on there as well. So there you go. There's all the fun socials for you to follow if you can. And I'll follow you back and be that nice guy. All right, so in this set of music kicking off this hour, out of Australia, Melbourne, Australia, a band called Even with Be Still. Really cool track called Any Town from Ed Ryan, formerly of Jupiter Jets fame out of New York. Out of Los Angeles, The Reflectors All Made Up, which is really cool. I'm digging that one. And out of Evanston, Illinois, Split Single. With this track, 95%. It's a great way to kick things off on Steel City Music.
Did they need it? When I said they helped, they needed it.
Steel City Music, and thanks for listening to the show. And of course, I'm Jamie Gunner-Smith hanging out with you. As a reminder, from November 14th to December 16th, there's a thing called the 2022 Holiday Shoebox Drive. And you can tell I'm reading this right off the website, but I want you guys to know about this. They say, this holiday season, fill a standard-sized decorated shoebox with approximately $50 worth of gifts and essentials that any woman might enjoy, and include a warm greeting or message of support. Volunteers distribute these gifts to local women's shelters and community agencies serving women impacted by homelessness across Canada. Now, whether you donate a shoebox virtually or in person, it's more than just a gift. It's a rare and powerful reminder that we all matter. Okay. Now, what you can donate is, they're looking to put together 143 shoeboxes, and you can donate a $25 or $50 gift card for like No Frills, Food Basics, Freshco, Fortino's, anything like that. So the drop-off locations can be found on the website as well. But just to rattle off a few here in the Hamilton area, 101 Lock Street, Unit 2 here in Hamilton, Turner Park Library at 352 Rymel Road East, and also the Dundas Library at 18 Ogilvy Street in Dundas. So there you go. So I think it's a good cause, and I think that it helps people out, and I always think we should be doing more and more of these things. And I don't think we really have much of a choice now, do we? Everyone's starting to struggle just a little bit more. And you find this as you get older. And I know I do, that I see a ton of people that are in need. And we got to like get ahead of these things and try to help out as many people as we can. Because not to get on my soapbox or anything, but, you know, I don't see my provincial government helping out as much as they should. But that's just me. Whatever. That's just me. So there you go. Shoeboxproject.ca. Look into it. And if you can donate, that's great. Every little bit helps. All right. Got to look out for one another, folks. Okay. In this set of music, let's see here. You know, it's funny. I keep calling up the wrong screens as I do this, as I rattle off music and do stuff and read. Hailing out of Baltimore, Maryland, Andy Bopp with the track Camera. Also, band called Caddy, couldn't figure out where they're from, did my research as best I could, couldn't find them, where they're from, but they have a track called Best Thing I Ever Did, so type in Caddy, Best Thing I Ever Did, and maybe you can find out. Hailing out of London, UK, The Sales with Best Day, but starting things off, not that far from Hamilton, about a 4-hour drive, down in the old states, Detroit. The band's called High Strung, and, It's a nice, cool little poppy vibe, little garagey thing to it. Beautiful Summer on Steel City Music. halfway through the show. Just flying here. You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music. Let's see. Oh, wait, December 12th. There's something fun going on here in Hamilton. It's the 29th Annual Hamilton Literary Awards. Not literally. We keep saying that in my household all the time. Literary Awards. And you can head to the website, theartycrowd.ca, under events, and you can find out more information on it as well. It's only $5 to go to it, to check things out. But it's the Hamilton Literary Awards is an annual program that recognizes and celebrates published authors from the greater Hamilton area and Six Nations of the Grand River. So there you go. Hamilton Arts Council is in partnership with event sponsor Hamilton Public Library. Awesome. We're thrilled to present the 29th Annual Hamilton Literary Awards ceremony on Monday, December 12th. The ceremony is being held in person at our venue sponsor, Theater Aquarius, Norman and Louise Hack Studio Theater, and will be recorded for post-event viewing by our broadcast sponsor, Cable 14. How Hamilton can you get right there? The event is from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., and doors are at 6:30. So that's something to do on a Monday night and go out and support and find out more about what Hamilton authors have to offer and acknowledging what they're doing, and also the Six Nations of Grand River. Okay, there you go. Cool, I dig that. I should find out more things about that. You know, it's funny, my wife sits on the Hamilton Public Library Board, and she's like the chair, and I should ask her more things. Man, this is something that we should actually go to, you know, as a couple. Or as a married couple, this is like something that we should go to. Yeah, I think we're going to this for sure. Actually, I'm probably going to go upstairs in a little bit and go, are we going to this? We should be going to this. This looks like a ton of fun, you know? Monday night. Why not? So there you go. Okay. Let's see. We are going to... What do we got here as things open and close in my life? In this next set, we have... hailing out of Los Angeles, California, Paper Pools with the track Evil. Here in Toronto, Kiwi Jr., Cooler Returns, which you hear on CFMU quite a bit. They spin that track. But kicking things off, Pete Casey. I couldn't figure out where he was from. I did my research too. Couldn't find it. But it's got that 80s little thing to it, I did. Here's Closing Eyes from Pete Casey on Steel City Music. I guess the show is wrapping up here, man. See, it's falling down the well of music here that you find on the internet. The well of music. Is it the well of music, you moron, or is it the rabbit hole? You got to decide on what you're going to call it. What do you want to call it? Falling down the well of music or the rabbit hole of music? I think it's a rabbit hole. Kind of because of, you know, Jefferson Airplane song. Falling down the rabbit hole. That's not a song of theirs. Is it even really a lyric? Or is it more of a reference in my brain? I know, I keep having feed my head and my brain all the time. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, it's a nice little segment. So, I don't know, I'll figure out what I'm going to call it. I hope you're enjoying it. I don't think I'm going to be doing this style all the time. I think I want to get into like alternative Americana and a few other styles as well. So we'll see what happens. Or maybe I'll mash it all up and it'll be like a true, true radio show. But it's all about what you're clicking on, right? Like you get into the one song, it leads you to another. You get on Bandcamp, you get on Spotify, you get on all these streaming services. You're like, oh, I like that. Oh, I like that. So there you go. That's what I'm doing. That's my problem right there. Okay. That's it for the show. There you go. I think we got, what, Uncle Mike coming up at 6? Is he there? He's probably in the studio right now looking around going, oh, my God. Gunner's not in the studio. Like, why isn't Gunner in the studio? Because Gunner's trying to get up in the studio. He's still doing his pre-recorded show, but he's trying. Okay. Let's see to take us out in this final hour. Let's see. Oh, the Goo Goo Dolls are putting out music again. They hail out of Buffalo. And I've always been a big fan of Goo Goo Dolls since the early 90s, like when they were a punk band that used to play with the Forgotten Rebels, to when we did the promotions of them here in the early 90s, John King and I, back in the day when they came up and played at the Other Side, which is now like a vape shop or something on the corner of Caroline and Main here in Hamilton. And that's a long time ago. That's the early 90s. I don't know why I go to the Southern thing when I do things like that. A band called the Well-Wishers out of San Francisco, California, with the track Going Old. Los Angeles band The Brothers Steve with Griffith Observatory. Another band called Galore. This one here. I couldn't find out where they're from, but I'm going to try later on. The track's called Getting Over It. Thanks for listening. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Some days are worse than others. Hiding under covers, drawing lines and chasing time, keeping to myself. Daylight comes in splinters. Your name, your decision.